In my front yard, there is a massive, sturdy tree with branches perfect for my brothers and me to play and climb on, supported by an extremely thick trunk that anchors a long swing on one of its main branches. While reflecting on the Founding Fathers' vision of America, I can't help but think of that old tree. Planted many decades ago, its roots run deep into the ground and its branches are strong and wide from years of nurturing and careful pruning. It is solid and resilient. This tree, flourishing at my family's home, reminds me of the Tree of Liberty, which the founders planted from a seed many years ago. It has grown into a symbol of freedom and resilience that shelters us all. The original seed was planted by the Founding Fathers on July 4, 1776, when delegates from our Continental Congress, representing the 13 colonies, signed the Declaration of Independence. The ideals of freedom and justice and the promises of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness provided the roots and foundation for a newly established government. Though they knew the seed was sown in uncertain soil, they believed it could grow as strong and endure for generations. The United States has grown far larger and more influential than the founders could ever have expected. Our great country has grown from only 13 colonies to 50 states across a continent. And while the founders dreamed of expanding west and leading the world by example, it is fair to assume they had never envisioned America as a global superpower. America's influence and leadership internationally in politics, technology, and culture is something the founders would never have dreamt of. Yet perhaps they would have seen it as the natural result of the ideals they planted with their original seed, liberty, justice, and self-governance. Back in 1776, the idea of self-governance was in fact a revolutionary idea. Although ancient Greek and Roman emperors experimented with using senators to advise them, and the kings and queens of Europe experimented with commoners and noblesmen for counsel, the ultimate power still resided with the monarchs in a top-down government. Our founders had the foresight to see that self-governance, something that had never been attempted previously, was radical enough to perpetually protect liberty and justice. After the 13 colonies declared independence, the Continental Congress began shaping the newly sprouted Liberty Tree by establishing the Articles of Confederation, which united the states during the War of Independence and granted some limited powers to the central federal government. However, after the war, these powers proved too weak to sustain a lasting union, a union they just fought and died to establish. To address this, each state sent delegates to in 1787 to Philadelphia for a constitutional convention. Their goal was to radically reinforce the roots and strategically prune the branches of the Liberty Tree, to shape it into a living and breathing constitution that would unify the states while still allowing each state autonomy in local governance. The flexible nature of our Constitution was apparent immediately. The first 10 amendments, called the Bill of Rights, proved liberty through freedom of speech, religion, the press, and self-defense. Over the next 200 years, the challenges like industrialization, civil rights struggles, and global wars grew. The federal government used its powers to make direct and progressive changes to the Constitution. The 13th Amendment ended slavery, the 14th Amendment guaranteed citizenship and equal protection, and the 19th Amendment gave women the right to vote. But as America evolved, its branches stretching further and growing in new directions, its roots remained deeply anchored in its founding ideals. It is no coincidence that the first words of the Constitution are, "We the people." The founders knew that America's strength depended on its citizens and that growth didn't come without sacrifice. As Thomas Jefferson said, the Tree of Liberty must be refreshed from time to time with the blood of patriots and tyrants. From the soldiers in the Revolution to the veterans who have defended liberty in wars around the world, ordinary citizens have kept this tree alive. Their great sacrifice to defend and protect the Constitution is one of the greatest examples of those who love their country and defend its principles. Is America today still the founders' vision? In many ways, it has evolved in complexity beyond what they could have imagined. But the Tree of Liberty stands tall because, just like that old tree in my front yard, each generation has cared for it, protected it, and added to its strength. Each new or pruned branch, the amendments, laws, and progress we've made, moves us closer to the founders' goal of a more perfect union. As we look to the future, we carry the responsibility to keep its roots strong, so that the ideals of liberty, justice, and democracy planted on July 4th, 1776 continue to thrive.